We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's what I want to know about Jim Harbaugh, because this guy's running his mouth a lot about J.J. McCarthy. And quite honestly, I'm tired of hearing Jim Harbaugh talk about J.J. McCarthy. If Harbaugh has balls, he'll trade Justin Herbert to a team needing a quarterback and draft J.J. McCarthy.
Those would be some big honies.
Well, I mean, this is your college coach. You've been hyping him up every possible chance you get. Why not?
He's trying to hook down.
No, if he's your guy, then you should be comfortable with him. You shouldn't have much of a learning curve, and that should be the guy that you draft.
I'd be burning up the phone line and say, we'll take Herbert.
You know what? right now, think of a team like Miami, per se, or the Giants, or somebody that kind of needs that quarterback, right? Justin Herbert is a good quarterback. I'm not ready to put him in that great category. He's a 500 quarterback with no playoff wins, right? So you start calling teams that need a quarterback. Where are they picking San Diego?
Five.
Okay, so they got the fifth pick.
I think they
got
Marvin. But
That's what you say, right? And I hate that. That's part of the reason why I'm pushing this narrative, okay? I don't want Marvin Harrison going to the Chargers. So if Harbaugh's got these stones and he really thinks J.J. McCarthy is the goods, you know he's going to be there at number five, right? So at this point in time, you think McCarthy may go before five?
I do. I think that's who Minnesota might trade it for.
Really? You think so?
I think so.
Well, I think then you got to figure out something else there and try to get J.J. McCarthy to the Chargers, because this guy's been doing nothing but talking about how good he is. And if he really believes he's that good, you trade Justin Herbert, you get picks back for Justin Herbert, which you could potentially use then to move up and get J.J. McCarthy. If he doesn't take J.J. McCarthy and he has the opportunity, like if all of a sudden you're sitting there at five and J.J. McCarthy's still on the board, he doesn't take J.J. McCarthy at that point in time, well, then you know he's blowing smoke. J.J. McCarthy, to me, Jay, feels like the cat that we're going to be seeing in the green room for a long time on Thursday night. Like the dude that, like, you know, has his girlfriend with him, and by the time the end of the draft, she's with the other quarterback.
Like Will Levis that left Kansas City.
Yeah. Will Levis did that last year, and Brady Quinn, I think, was another one that fell. Johnny Manziel. Aaron Rodgers fell down, you know, further than he expected to go. So I think J.J. McCarthy has the chance to be that guy that we're looking at about 9-10 o'clock on Thursday going, why isn't anybody taking this guy? And that's where Jim Harbaugh, man, are you blowing smoke or is this real? Because if you really believe what you're peddling on J.J. McCarthy, then you draft his ass. You trade Justin Herbert.
How many Michigan guys?
Him.
They had 18 guys at the combine, Michigan.
That's
18,
a lot.
That's
a big number, right?
How many end up as a Charger?
Right.
He really likes his guys.
Yeah, if you really like your guys, you
draft
them.
Michigan. How big a boy are you?
Yeah, exactly. You go out there and you draft this guy, because I'm just tired of hearing Jim Harbaugh peddling this guy if you're not going to draft this guy. Right, from the RV out on the beach, right? That's what you got to do. So, which brings us to why it's so good to have Andy Reid. And I saw this tweet about Sean Payton yesterday, which I found funny, but also like, man, what is going on with Sean Payton? And it was a tweet of him saying that he spent like 2 hours or something on the draft and doing all this kind of stuff and, you know, trying to figure out what they're going to do and do this money ball approach, if you will, to, football and all this kind of stuff. I'm thinking, boy, Sean Payton has really fallen down, right? He's really, really, really kind of fallen down the hill. And the tweet has been since deleted that I saw about him, and they compared him to Billy Beane in Moneyball. And Sean Payton, much like Bill Belichick, is really getting exposed as somebody who everybody thought was this great head coach. Are you really, or are you just the benefit of the quarterback that you had? Because without Drew Brees, Sean Payton's is 25-21. And I don't think a lot of people are saying, wow, he's on the rise right now as a coach. We all know how Bill Belichick is without Tom Brady. God awful. And that's not even including the Cleveland years. Andy Reid, though, I think, as we talked about a little bit earlier, when you look at what Sean Payton has done without Drew Brees, when you look at what Bill Belichick has done without Tom Brady, to me, I get more of an appreciation now, Jay, for what Andy Reid has been able to do, because he wins regardless of who his quarterback is. He's only two wins shy of Kansas City of tying his entire time in Philadelphia. So that shows you he's been able to move on and adjust. But he wins with Kevin Cobb. He wins with Michael Vick. He wins with Donovan McNabb. He wins with Alex Smith. He wins with Patrick Mahomes. Like, every quarterback that he's had, he has been able to win with. And I think now that Bill Belichick is, I don't know, voted off the island, as people are saying, now that we're seeing Sean Payton in another element without his starting quarterback, I think people are going to have more and more of an appreciation for Andy Reid. And Jay, I think when it's said and done, Andy Reid will be the undisputed greatest coach in the history of the National Football League.
Well, he's going to be sitting there probably with the most postseason wins, as we talked about. He's got 26 now, Belichick 31. Belichick, that 1 year with Castle where he wins 11 games, didn't make the playoffs, though.
Did not make the playoffs.
Figure with that. I mean, he had that one good year in Cleveland. But, yeah, but the quarterback made Sean Payton, and Sean Payton.
Well, the quarterback made Bill Belichick, too.
You know, you're right. But when Sean Payton chose the Broncos, like, he was hitching his wagon to the anchor that is Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And he knew it going in. He quickly gets rid of him this year. But he goes into Denver fully knowing that Russell Wilson was his guy. And you look at that roster and how good it was a couple years ago, except the quarterback. It's the one quarterback and head coach they didn't have. But I always liken it to the board game where they hit that space as return to start.
Right.
That's exactly what Sean Payton and the Broncos have done. But he knew it going in. I thought more pressure would be on him than anywhere else, because he comes in with the swagger, this acumen. Hey, I'm going to turn the Denver Broncos around. It's my way or the highway. And then you're not very good.
Right.
I mean, they had a little run at the end there. But Russell Wilson, and he knew that going in, that was going to be a major sticking point. They did not have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Payton desperately needs one.
Well, they still don't have a quarterback in Denver right now. That's why, we're talking about, maybe a Brock Bowers or something to Denver. And I'm thinking to myself, who's going to throw the football to him, right? Who's going to be the quarterback for them out there in Denver? So I just think as we watch the next 5 years go by, I don't think Bill Belichick's ever coaching a game again in the NFL. I think Sean Payton's going to continue to take hits without, Drew Brees along side by him. And Andy Reid just continues to win. I can't believe by October, Andy Reid will have more wins as the Chiefs head coach than he did as the Eagles head coach. And he did that in 14 years in Philadelphia and going into year 11 now here in Kansas City.
Worst record, 9-7.
Yeah, right.
2014, yeah. His worst record
in Kansas City was 9-7.
Teams would love to trade for that record.
Absolutely. So that's why I just think it's becoming clearer by the day that Andy Reid is the undisputed greatest coach in the history of the National Football League. And I think by the time he retires, there'll be nobody that wants to debate that, nobody that wants to second guess that.
He's got two coach of the years. What are you talking about, Bob?
It's crazy. Unbelievable that he's got two coach of the years.
He's got one.
Yeah, Andy's. Yeah, it shows you what that award really, really is worth. Coming up here on 610 Sports Radio, are the Chiefs to Kansas dead? And if so, that could be a bad sign for Missouri. We'll explain why next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.